A health insurance plan intended to cover low-income adults isn't even law, and already some critics want to know when it will end. Hudson Representative Kitty Rhodes wants a sunset provision on a basic health plan designed for those on a Badger Core plan waiting list. Administration officials say the $130 a month premium will pay for the program and that it's intended to serve a small number of people for a short time. Health Secretary Karen Timberlake says getting people insured saves medical costs in the long run for the state.
One out of two adults in America lives with at least one chronic condition today. And these are not, you know, rare and unheard of things. These are things like asthma and diabetes and hypertension.
Several Republican lawmakers said the Medicaid-like program would siphon off potential customers from the private insurance market. Representative Leah Vukmir of Wauwatosa says private plans are at a disadvantage because of coverage mandates, even though those requirements only apply to a third of all the insurance policies in the state.
Do we go in the direction of this bill, which is in essence to create a public option, and we know that that didn't work at the federal level, but now we can say we have a state public option? Or do we change laws here in Wisconsin to strengthen the private market?
Secretary Timberlake told the Assembly Health Committee she'd be willing to work with the private sector to come up with an affordable plan for low-income insurance, but says those without coverage need help now, and the state has a plan to provide it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.